summer, I turned a corner in my soul. It was a summer unhindered by time and full of adventure. It was the summer I finally let myself fall for the farm boy who had patiently pursued me for 2 years. It was a summer of winning moments that consistently affirmed we were falling in love. As September drew near, our summer of timeless perfection was coming to a close, and we both had different finish lines. I was headed back to college at Oregon State in Corvallis for preseason cross-country training, and Jeremy was transferring from Portland Community College to Brooks Institute of Film and Photography in Santa Barbara, California. All summer, we had chosen to ignore the fact that our relationship would eventually be complicated by 900 miles of separation. It made the 15-minute commute from my parents' house in the suburbs to Jeremy's family farm in the country seem like nothing. We both anticipated a defining goodbye, but neither of us was sure it would mark the end of a summer love or the beginning of a lifelong love story. In the weeks leading up to Jeremy's departure, we felt increasing pressure to have the DTR, the Define the Relationship talk. We both agreed we needed to talk about expectations for our relationship before we went back to school. Would we be just friends? Would we begin a long-distance dating relationship? Or would we just raise our glasses to an epic summer and move on? After heading home from another evening by the campfire, I got a text from Jeremy. "Aj, we need to talk about what we're going to do." I knew what he meant. "Yes, we do. Tomorrow, I'll pick you up around 5 and we'll go to the trestle to talk. We won't leave without discussing the future of our relationship." With butterflies in my stomach, I typed, "Sounds like a plan." That night, I nervously scribbled my unfiltered thoughts in my journal. All summer, I had been praying for discernment in anticipation of the day that we would inevitably have the DTR. For me, there was a lot more riding on our conversation than whether or not Jeremy and I would officially start dating. 2 years previously, I had made a commitment to myself that I wouldn't enter a serious dating relationship with someone I couldn't see myself marrying. That made saying yes to dating feel like saying yes to Jeremy for the rest of my life. Looking back, despite all my efforts to be intentional, I realized that in some ways, I had put too much pressure on dating. After all, how are you going to figure out if someone is worth marrying if you avoid or turn down every guy who looks your way? Maybe I needed to be more willing to experience a few awkward no's before I found my yes. When I woke up the next morning, I analyzed every possible outcome of our conversation. Would he ask me to be his girlfriend despite the long distance? Or would we shy away from that level of commitment and agree to just see what happens? We were both aware of all that was riding on our conversation, which made the hours leading up to our DTR feel like days. Unlike our summer of timeless days, this day was completely pressured by hard stop time, our 5 o'clock meeting, and our impending back-to-school dates. I heard the rumble of Blue Moon accelerating into my neighborhood long before it reached my street. Blue Moon was Jeremy's rusty, dented, pale blue Volkswagen van. Every time I heard Blue Moon, or any of Jeremy's old cars, pull up to my house, my heart beat faster and my hands grew shaky. Even though I could hear him coming from a mile away, I waited upstairs for him to park and come to my door. Unlike most guys I had dated, Jeremy never sat in his car and texted, "I'm here." He always came to the door and knocked. When I opened the door this time, I could have sworn he got cuter overnight, which spiked my nerves and my heart rate even more. We greeted each other with blushed faces and flirtatious smiles. Jeremy walked me over to the van and opened the door for me. As he did, he said, "Hey, we should try to throw our shoes before we talk. I brought them." Jeremy and I had decided we wanted to timestamp our summer in a concrete way. True to unconventional form, we had this idea to tie together two of our old shoes, one of his and one of mine, and toss them over a wire under our beloved train trestle, one of the longest wooden train bridges in North America. The train trestle had become our spot that summer, and we wanted to leave our mark. Although we didn't say it out loud, I think we both hoped that the shoes would become a forever reminder of the summer we began a lifelong love story. "Oh yeah," I blurted. "I'm glad you remembered." This quirky task calmed my nerves. Now we had something else to do besides have the talk. Our nerves made for a pretty quiet 12-minute drive to the bridge. Once we arrived, Jeremy parked Blue Moon on the gravel road just up the way from the trestle. He opened the side door of the van and we sat on the floorboard prepping for our shoe mission. We firmly tied our shoelaces together